Greetings. I'm Bob Geckler with a thought from Calvary. Recently, my family and I have gone through some difficult times, with decisions and changes weighing very heavily upon us. At times, we all face turning points in our lives. This has been one of those times for us. It is, however, at times of our deepest despair that God's presence can be felt the most. I have spent quality time in heartfelt prayer, but it was only when I placed it all in God's care that the burdens began to lift. Prayer. We take it for granted, and all too often simply recite or speak words of prayer without really thinking of what we are saying or what we are doing. Think about this. When you pray, you are communicating with God. You and me, mere specks on this planet, communicating with the all-powerful God who created and watches over all that exists. Even more amazing is that God hears our prayers and cares. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 that not even a bird in the sky is beneath God's care. In Matthew chapter 7 and Luke chapter 11, Jesus says, "Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For the one who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. The one who knocks enters." Jesus meant those words for you and me. Prayer. There's more to it, though. The Gospels also record that at the end of Jesus' 40 days of temptation in the desert, he responded to the devil with these Old Testament words, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Do we do that? Do we pray with an attitude of, "God, if you do this for me, then I will believe. If you give me what I want, or if you let me have my way over someone else, then I'll trust." That is putting God to the test. God won't fail the test. We will. When we pray, we must believe that God will hear our prayers and will answer the prayers of our hearts, not always in our time frame and not always the way we think is best, but in God's time frame and as God knows is best. Be patient. Be trusting. Know that God knows your needs better than you do and just may have something better planned for you. Know that God will respond. From Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God." Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, too often my prayers are quick, without real thought, and without real trust. Help me to trust your words and your promises, that I may pray with confidence and may place all my cares in your loving hands. In your holy name, amen. I'm Bob Geckler. To request a copy of this message or to listen to our podcast, simply visit our website at www.calvary.ecucom.ro. That's calvary.ecucom.ro. May the peace, the grace, and the Spirit of Christ be upon you.